This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I know it's been some time since I last posted a video like this, and I'm actually happy, you know, to be talking to you all this morning. Alhamdulillah. In this video, I want to touch on a very beautiful practice of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But sadly, it seems to be a sunnah. Sunnah is the Arabic term, that is basically defined as the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the approvals of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're going to be talking about an action of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sadly, it seems to be a sunnah that is fading away for some odd reason. We find people finding it difficult to be consistent in regards to this particular sunnah. And this sunnah is not a complicated one. It's not a difficult one to practice. And for that matter, some of us even overlook the importance of this particular practice. But we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being very consistent with this particular practice. And this is the sunnah of smiling. You see, we have narrations from the Prophet, peace be upon him, that teaches us that smiling is actually considered a form of charity, a form of sadaqah. And today, when you look at researchers, psychologists, they tell you, for example, we have this article that gives you top 10 reasons that you should smile every day. In other words, top 10 reasons as to why you should make smiling a regular practice. Number one, smiling benefits you. It makes you more attractive. Think about it. If you are constantly going to be scowling away, all grumpy looking and not happy at all, it's not going to make you necessarily very attractive. But on the other hand, smiling, maintaining a pleasant demeanor, look, a positive outlook basically makes you look extremely attractive. Number two, smiling actually relieves stress. It's a stress reliever. Number three, smiling elevates our moods. Allahu Akbar. Number four, smiling is contagious. You see, even through this video, as I keep smiling, I am sure you on the other end, you are smiling as well because it's so contagious. Number five, smiling actually boosts your immune system. Smiling can boost your overall health. The act of smiling actually helps the human immune system to function more effectively. It is thought that when you smile, immune function improves because you are more relaxed thanks to the release of certain neurotransmitters. So there's a suggestion, in addition to taking precautions like washing your hands, why not try to prevent the cold and flu by smiling? The next top reason, smiling lowers your blood pressure, your BP, your blood pressure. Number seven, smiling makes us feel good. Number eight, smiling makes you look younger. Number nine, smiling makes you seem successful. Number 10, smiling helps you in a big way to stay positive. So I think I've given you enough and more reasons to smile. We have the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that tell us that it is a form of charity. You don't have to, it's not going to cost you anything to smile at someone else, to feel good and to make another person feel good. So therefore, go ahead, face the day, face the week ahead of you, smiling, be positive, be strong. I look forward to talking to you all in another video soon, inshallah ta'ala.